Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Miles, what day is it, my friend?
It is, hold on for 1 second. I knew this earlier.
You got it. You got it.
National Beer Day.
Oh, you're so close. It's National Beaver Day.
Beaver. Oh. Top 10.
Yeah.
The Mitchell Top 10.
10 facts about your furry little beaver. Bet you didn't know that ancient Egyptians believed that male beavers bit off their own testicles. But why, you ask? In other medieval writings, it's believed beavers were hunted because their bits had medicinal properties. Well, I can tell you I've seen my fair share of beavers in the day, and there's no doubt in my mind of the healing powers of those beavers. And boy, are they eager.
Dear God.
Yeah. So ancient Egyptians thought the male beaver's genitals had healing properties.
Right.
Like, because who comes, are they like the original, you know, like there's all this BS that you hear, like TikTok challenges and crap. Right. Like, it's never been any different. Some guy's like, hey man, a beaver penis, that'll help you out.
Well, VD and I had a conversation before this, and apparently,
about beaver penis?
About beaver testicles, yeah. And apparently, a beaver's testicles are housed inside of their body. They're not exterior like a lot of other mammals, and so that's why they thought that beavers just chewed them off. Now, where the healing properties came in...
That's my question.
He related it to the same people that are... You know, you go onto social media, there's a lot of just stupid harebrained stuff that's
yeah,
on there.
Of course.
The same people existed back in the day.
Though. That's what I'm saying. The more you... Like, we don't change as people. We just have different access and different ways to get the message.
Correct. So here's some interesting facts about beavers. Beavers form monogamous pairs and usually live in family groups of up to 8 related individuals called colonies.
Is that a multi-generational house?
Right. It like, is this a West Virginia situation or?
So they're together with one female beaver, but like what? Her cousins get to live with this?
Something
like
that.
Well, I'm just
sounds
like,
awful.
Tina coming over.
The younger siblings stay with their parents for up to 2 years, helping with infant care, food collection, and dam building. So it does kind of become a community when they branch
okay,
off.
Okay, but
I don't
they put
know.
Them to work. I dig that.
Exactly.
Hey, you're going to build to my roof. They live in
different steps of the dam. So some will have an nest in her, like the first,
all right.
And then the second ladder they build. Then there'll be more there.
Okay,
at least that's
gotcha.
Yeah. So you'll find like 2 or 3 different groups all living in the same cascading dammed up area.
Huh.
They'll have different nests.
Gotcha. So who gets the really, you know, shoddy
the penthouse? I don't know.
Shoddy work.
I'm guessing mom and dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The penthouse goes to mom and dad.
Yeah.
But like, which of the kids gets the ones like, if a really bad rain comes down, like. Miles is getting washed out. we don't know if we'll find him again. Beaver families are territorial and defend against other families.
Yes, they do.
Much
beavers
like
are like
every
the mafia,
animal.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm territorial.
Hell yeah.
This is my house. You cannot just come in and invade. Like, I don't find that weird. Like, this is my home.
Right.
If I feel threatened or someone's trying to take it, there's going to be a fight.
I just like the idea of a big old round table of beavers, and they're like, the Hill family's moving in on our colony over here. We need to set an example. We need to
break his
fall a tree or two.
Pull his testicles out of his body.
I mean, right. We were saying earlier about buying the house, and the guy's like, squatter's rights.
You think beavers got that?
Well, I'm just
trying to kick me out of the dam, bitch.
I can't be like beavers. Like, oh, they protect their dam. It's like, yeah, that's their home.
Yeah, right, dude.
It's like most creatures do that.
He fell into the river, you know what I mean?
Some fun beaver facts. In order to warn family members of danger, beavers... You guys know what the beavers do to warn their family of danger?
I figured it was like a ring cam.
Smack their tail in the water.
That's exactly what they do. They slap their tail against the water, creating a big old powerful noise. It's just a big old paddle, so...
That works.
It works, it did.
Yeah, beaver stuff.
Beaver slap.
Caught a beaver slap at 06. Never forget it.
Would you go to a strip club called the Beaver Slap?
Oh,
I would.
I know you would. I wasn't asking you to.
It's just a neon light of a beaver like doing the action of slapping its tail on the ground. Some fun and interesting beaver facts. Beavers are primarily crepuscular.
What does that mean?
They are only occasionally seen during the day. They usually wake at dusk and are also active at dawn. So they're not exactly nocturnal.
But just kind of,
they don't do a whole lot during
dusk
the day.
The dusk to dawn animals, yeah. We had a big dummy question about that.
Because it's hard to, like, if you got a beaver, if you got a beaver problem on your property and they keep making dams, like, it's hard to get them out of there.
Right, because it's in the middle of the night when they're doing all their work out there.
There was a lake by my house. If you went on that lake, that beaver would come out every single time and check you out.
No kidding.
Depending.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If it had children or whatever the deal
was. What are you throwing on my river?
A little bit more aggressive.
Did it ever get used to you, like the crows in the neighborhood? They go, all right, he's a non-threat. I've seen this guy for 3 years. He's not threatening us. No, still like.
I mean, I was working a Boy Scout camp on this lake, and we had to, every time before we went out, like, listen, we will warn you, but I will be the in-between. You guys take off and go back in, and I'll try to keep this thing away from you.
All right.
How fast can they move on land? Like, if it starts chasing your ass?
Oh, there was always in the water. So I never saw one on land. You could see the after effects
of
what they had done. But yeah. I never saw one working on a piece of wood.
And I wouldn't screw with them, man. I've seen a handful of videos. Like, beavers are mean, man. They suck. Another characteristic of beavers, beyond their tail, which is broad, flat, with large blackish scales, is their teeth. Like all rodents, beavers have large central incisors that are always growing. They must keep them trimmed by gnawing bark. They are actually self-sharpening every time they chew into trees.
That's not why I'm saying you got buck teeth, brother. That's a buck-tooth squirrel.
Buck-tooth squirrel. Fun and interesting beaver facts. Beavers travel good distances from their homes to find food. If they find a good source, they build canals to the food source as a way to float the food back to their lodges. Logs and twigs are stored underwater for winter feeding.
Damn. So what are they, like fish, I'm guessing?
They are mainly vegetarian, and they eat a lot of like water veggies and whatnot.
Oh,
so,
really?
Oh, yeah.
I already don't like them.
Water veggies.
Yeah, getting those water veggies in there.
It does seem weird, because they're kind of a bigger animal that doesn't eat meat.
But those big-ass teeth, you feel like they could rip through anything if they chose
to. They could, but it's only the two front ones. I don't think they have a whole lot of, you know...
Like molars to grind it down.
Right, they might have those back there for the leaves, but nothing really to carve into an animal. Like, they can carve into a tree because it's good and it's dense and it's hard. Like, chopping through flesh, like, they can do it, but I don't know if they can do it in a capacity to actually eat and then chew up the meat, you know what I mean?
Huh. All right.
This is all right out of my ass.
So like, no paleo
diet. I should have stood up when I said that. Yeah. Beavers float small trees and branches through canals to the stream that they are building their lodge. The lodge can have several underwater entrances to keep out predators with a large dry room inside that is used as a nursery and
that's
a haven.
That's their nest, yeah.
The living area is well insulated by the lodge and surrounding water, so the temperature is considerably warmer inside the lodges than outside.
Hmm.
Which is just, it's kind of the original log cabin that we took notes from.
Abraham Lincoln, they got nothing on the beaver.
He just studied beavers.
We're going to put beavers on a $5 bill.
It's amazing, though, how accurately they can fell those trees to make that dam, to make that nest underneath.
Absolutely.
Most of the time. Do you remember when we Googled failed beavers
images? Yeah, they still
mess it up. Yeah.
Cry money. And then this is the number one fun beaver fact on International Beaver Day. They are generally beneficial to the environment. They are instrumental in creating habitats for many aquatic organisms, maintaining the water table at an appropriate level, and controlling flooding and erosion, all by building dams. So they do affect their ecosystem second only to man.
Well, remember,
but it's also for the good.
Well, the beavers did that. Was it, Miles, you watched that same thing. Was it Mount Rainier or something like after St. Helens blew? There were basically nothing was surviving.
Yeah.
And then the beavers showed up and started damming up little creeks and everything.
Other
and they
plant life.
Yeah, that one lake up
right,
on top of the...
way up high. And they built, like, these lakes. And then other stuff started returning. And all, basically the life started because the beavers were like, we got to get back in action.
Nice. Remember, we had the story, it was a shot of the day a couple of months ago. I don't remember if it was, like, England or Sweden or something. But they, like anything, they went through bureaucracy trying to figure out this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2 days, like beavers showed up, and 2 days later, everything they were going to spend millions of dollars to do, the beavers did.
While I was going through looking for other lists for today, there was one that I saw that basically it saves, you know, our government environmental crew, whatever it is, like tens of thousands of dollars every year just in the environmental impact that they have.
That's wild.
Just exactly from what you're saying. They create life doing what they do.
But don't tell beavers that. They'll demand money.
That's right. They're going to start demanding that tax money. Like, come on, damn it.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.